Hi, hello. How are you today? This is Paul Slatkis, and we're going to today show a special of what we did for the Mother's Day on the 9th, the day before Mother's Day. We had a two-part special this weekend, and we wanted to share that program once again. Hey, Barry, how you doing? And in that show, I think what we are speaking about here is optimism and is inspiration as a mother gives you in love and so on and so forth. And we have a couple stories here that I feel, you know, meet that way of life for mothers. One is a group up in Harlem who's concerned about their own children who have lived through some difficult times and actually killings. And this is a mother's group that's gotten together actually with the local community police and showing how working together can, you know, help to inspire and hopefully help to settle scenarios down into a, in a good way. After that, we have Rita Wilson, who was positive for COVID. 19 some weeks ago, maybe even a month ago, and she sings a rap song, upbeat rap song, and that's kind of cool. Then we have some young women who are putting a soulful entrepreneurial group together, and then Debbie McComber, who's a renowned author. Maybe 100 plus million books have been sold by Debbie, and they're usually just family scenarios. And she does a great job with that. Then we have some other wonderful people talking about love and peace. My own sister and Linda Meyer for going to talk about her dog, who she loves, her dog. And she's the mother of that dog. I will definitely say that. And a little funny piece. And then Claire's going to give us some of her breathing techniques. So I like to keep focusing on breathing techniques, especially during this time, how important it is. So we're going to go to the show. As I say, it's a repeat. I hope you all don't mind that. And to be frank, I think it was a nice show. And I'm pretty pooped today. I don't know why. I just had my own stuff to deal with. This whole scenario is not an easy one for anybody. Hey, Robbie. Hey, Barry. And so, few doctor's appointments, and I'm pooped. I don't know. Just, it's stressful, I will say. It's not a party for us. As you walk over from Columbus Circle up here and see all the places closed, I mean, some of the food places now are opening up. You see a little bit of construction work happening. However, New York is still in it. But the optimism needs to be there. So let's show the show. This is a Mother's Day. We love our mothers. I love my mom. And let's take a look at Mom's Doing Good here. Kaboom.
Founder and president. Yes. Her name is Jackie Rowan. We're
going to
go to Jackie now. Thank you so much for sharing with us.
Okay. We also have a great sponsor, Don Peoples.
Yes, I know.
Great sponsor, and we thank him. We just started today. The day is our opening.
This was a couple years ago. I don't want to confuse you.
We just opened for kids to come. And as we set up more
but it's a point that these are mothers who care about their kids. These are mothers who have lost their kids.
But we want to thank some of the sponsors.
Hey, James.
Helping us. We took Harlem Week. Harlem is in the house. Harlem is in it. Harlem is booming. Harlem is booming. And we really, really want to take time and say, these kids are out here getting in trouble. But we have a safe haven for them here. So we want to say to the parents and everyone, take advantage of the safe haven.
Hi, young lady. Come play with us today. Y'all got to recruit the kids. We are recruiting kids. We have a safe haven here. And we're mothers and fathers who've lost kids to gun violence. This is how a mother say, stop another violent end. I lost two kids to gun violence. And this is why I started the organization, and it's sometimes like you can go in and
look at it right now.
And because of this,
let's go on.
Now we take a moment inside there.
Okay, so now we're inside. This is your office space here on 128th Street between St. Nicholas and Frederick Douglass, right?
Yeah.
Here in Harlem, New York. And so it says rest in peace. So what do we have here?
We have the wall of
money. Yeah, we do. It's a little hard, I'm sure, for everybody here.
We started off with 5 mothers. Now we have 50 plus mothers and fathers. We can't bring back our kids. So we could certainly help another mother and another father from feeling the pain and hurt that we are feeling.
Okay, thank you. So that's on our website, and you know, you're welcome to take a moment and listen a little further on this. This is a prayer for you. We usually say St. Francis of Assisi's prayer, but this is nice as well. Comfort on difficult days, smiles when sadness and truth. This is a Mother's Day special, okay? Rainbows to follow the clouds, sunsets to warm your heart, laughter to kiss your lips. When spirits sag, hugs to brighten your... 6 feet apart, okay? To brighten your being, friendships, beauty for your eyes to see, confidence for when you doubt, patience to accept the truth, courage to know yourself, and here's the big one, I think. Love a complete to complete your life. Okay, so that's powerful stuff. Now, let's go to, I think, Rita, because Rita is a rapper, and it's fun stuff. So this was some weeks ago, all right? This isn't current.
Hey, ho, hey, ho.
way, because I know hungry hip hop is one reason hip hop's a top today. So what you heard, because I ain't bailing no hay, I ain't chopping no crops, but still growing every day. Here's the thunder sound, from the wonder sound, from the underground town, down the hill, till I ill down. Smells foul to clowns, snatching crowns from clowns, beat dams are found, don't know me, don't come around. Tippy tippy paws, tippy tippy paws, sometimes creeping up, I eat them up, your styles are older than Lou Rawls. Peace to this one and that one and them, that's the way I shout out, and I give them this one friend. Fools get foolish, dreams of them, apocalypse knew us. You could have cruised with shoes and can't step to us. So get his friend that call me sir too, little hurt crew, any trick that just gets a curfew. I put on projects from boots, step through troops and leave proof, my problem solver's name is Moot. I hit hoodies in a hoodie piece to Joseph, Tobet, Jojo, Janae, Big Ben, every hood G. That's right, my fight is here. Peace goes to NONS and Quest, Nass and Smooth and Cypress Hill. I live in death in hip hop. This is hip hop with today. I give props to hip hop. So hip hop.
Okay, who can say Mississippi five times fast?
Hey,
he's a rapper.
Ho, hip hop, hooray. Ho, hey, ho, hey. Oh, hey, smooth it out now.
Ah, she's super, huh? There's someone taking advantage of the time she's got to stabilize.
Okay, that's that. That's Rita. She's doing her thing. All right, here's some young women who are putting together an organization.
My name is Emma, and we are co-directors of the Global
Sisterhood
Movement. And this year we are
teaming. This was some years ago, actually 2017.
The California Women's Conference, and we would love to see you. And 11 in the LA area.
Okay, so this is past.
Specifically for women who are either owning your own business, you're working in the corporate world, and you're interested in taking your leadership within that context to another level, and for women who are looking to accelerate or step into having your own business. And to do it the feminine way, that's our message and the essence of what we're bringing specifically as a Global Sisterhood to this conference. Is what does it mean to do it in sisterhood and do it the feminine way?
Yes, sisterhood. So for so long in the professional world, we've had to compete against each other. We've been climbing this ladder, trying to raise that ceiling. And there is a new paradigm in feminine leadership, and that includes sisterhood. And all of you who are here engaging in this movement, who are following these posts, that's you. You are the new paradigm of feminine leadership. And yes, sometimes we have more of the intuitive skills, and other times we have more of the strategic skills. Come here, we can blend the two and really stand powerfully.
We're honored to be presenting on main stage to share the Sacred Sisterhood Pledge, and to also have a Global Sisterhood Lounge.
Yay.
Where it'll be deeply rejuvenating. This conference is at a conference convention center, and our space in particular is going to be a space with chocolate and elixirs and aromatherapy. And,
that's cool.
And yeah,
a couple years ago, but it's on good news. Squander women in really that section. I've got hundreds of shows.
Both Lauren and myself on how to be a leader in feminine way, and how to effectively make an incredible impact on this planet and do so with more pleasure, play, fun, and productivity.
Yeah. Okay. All right, ladies. Very nice. Let's go to Debbie McComber, who's written quite a few books and sold millions. So let's listen to her.
Have any time Homer to cook, write books, knit. Debbie, what are you, a 24-hour awake person?
Well, I am a very early riser. I was born with a happy gene. That's what my husband calls it. I just wake up happy in the morning, and I get up about 4. So generally, and so I think about 5 to 6 hours a night.
Wow, because you're packing in a lot here.
Yeah, I am.
Well, that's great. That's super. And what do you suggest for other people to do the same? How do you suggest for what's this? What is one of the considerations that you would say to somebody to get a lot done?
You know, I would say live a life of gratitude. I know that doesn't sound like a natural sequential thing there, but when you are grateful, you're more aware of others, and you tend to appreciate life more.
I love it. Debbie, congratulations. Always a pleasure and honor to get to speak with you. Keep up the good work and good charitable efforts. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Paul.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
A
So that's positive, life-affirming, thought-provoking news, entertainment, and events. Good news. All right, for a long time. Upbeat. Not beat up. All right, Kayla, take it. Yes, my love. See what happens here. I'm just kind of winging this here. This is Linda, and
she's a mommy of a dog and a mommy of a son.
Some of you either on a diet. Hello, Linda. Meyer. Hi, Linda Meyer.
Very
I'm very happy to know the fact that, Albert, you have said to me just now in our hallway that you need to give Albert some of Albert's clothes away because of.
They don't fit him anymore. They're too small.
A good reason. He's plumping up?
He's plumped up.
Are you feeding him something new, or are you
I feed him. He won't eat dog food anymore. He only eats human food.
That Albert, you're the one smart cookie. Does he eat cookies now?
He doesn't eat cookies, per se, but he eats dog treats and a lot of things. And he has different kinds of food now because I've resumed cooking.
Okay. And so, give me an average day. What are we talking about here?
About his diet?
Yes.
Okay, well, in the morning he has treats and water. And then in the evening he has some kind of meat. And I like him to have vegetables, but he doesn't like them.
Hey, Charlie.
Particularly the greens. Greens always seem to be a problem.
He likes broccoli at times.
Okay.
But it has to be cooked with garlic. He doesn't like the taste of garlic.
He's French. Oh, yeah. They like garlic too.
He's French. Also, let's say he had leg of lamb.
What time do you serve in that?
The leg of lamb I had to serve at 9:30 because it took 3 hours to cook it.
All right. I'm available. And so, this is a beautiful story. Well, Albert, I wish you a happy Valentine's Day. And to your mommy, happy Valentine's Day. This is a beautiful Valentine's Day.
Okay, well, here's a young lady who is kind and maybe a mother one day, or has a mother, that's probably so, and we'll see what happens here. Let's see if this starts at the beginning. Let's hope so. Yes, good. This work is never done.
In a hundred lifetimes, I choose you. In a hundred worlds, I feel you. But I'd say I
do. Here's a happy face for you. Okay. How about a little yoga? All right, Claire. Help us out here.
Fine. Inhale up. Reaching up to the sky. Exhale down. Inhale, right arm up. space around the heart and lungs, for energy and blood to flow more freely. Exhaling down. Inhale both arms up. Exhale down, mountain pose. Tailbone up, and then bending one knee and then the other. Relax your head. Both arms forward here. Inhale, lowering down. Coming into cobra. That's one long breath, hold it. Exhale, chin in, mountain pose. Inhale, right foot comes all the way forward, using your hand if you need to. Reaching the arms up. Exhale, hands down. This gets easier with practice. Inhale, right arm, left arm. Exhale.
Don't need a gym.
Exhale down. Both arms up. Exhaling down quietly from your left foot forward. And inhale, roll up. Hands to sky. Exhale, hands to heart. Close your eyes. Notice your heart beating. Silently say, I am strong, I am healthy. I am strong.
I am strong, I am healthy. This is important.
This is what you think you create, what you think you become. I am strong.
I am strong.
I am healthy.
I am healthy.
Okay, correct?
All right, Clay.
Thanks, Clay.
Thank you very much. Okay. You know, I'd like to just do show you, just suggest for you, if you so desire. You know, on our homepage, we have a spot where we... if you scroll down to the bottom, we have a place for our newsletter. So we send it out maybe once a week. We're not hitting people too much with it. And so if you'd like, please go to goodnewsplanet.tv. And so this is this week's newsletter. We do have a 3 p.m. show, which you're watching right now. Thank you very much for doing that. And we've been doing this, as I say. And then we have a 7 o'clock show. And that's a hero show, which we go outside and in our backyard, which we'll go right to right now, and we thank the heroes of our community and the heroes of the world, actually, as well. It's all about being good and kind and loving and caring, and we're on that reality of belief that the world is good and kind and loving and caring, and that there are a few that are confused and can't communicate their concerns. And we need to help them so they don't punch us in the nose or do something worse. Okay, and we, as I say, we have thousands of shows, podcasts, all kind of pre-podcast, like when the radio was invented. And we have been doing this a long time. Actually, we'll get this one up hopefully tonight or tomorrow. We talked to the director of cancer and COVID for the CDC, Dr. Richardson, and we have Dr. Natural Medicine, ophthalmologists. We got a lot of stuff on this good news. I like it. It's a good thing. Plus, I'm a reverend. I'll just mention to anybody and everybody that you can call me anytime. I'd be happy to speak with you or officiate a ceremony if that's what you need. But I'm here for you. And so this is our website. And we have all these sections and blah, 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 blah. And that's our hero show, and we have them up there for a while. Oh, because, and actually Linda lost her pocketbook, and I've lost it, somehow it got taken from her. And the police came, and I helped the police, and blah, 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 blah. And videotaped those good citizens. The therapist, Alan Gallica, sent us that. That's a horse goes into hospitals. Another good thing. Here's my good buddy Mario with a poem on weeds. But the basic overall, it's deep. Mario is a deep dude. Only seeds sown. It's actually Dr. Mario. Dr. Mario's thought is only seeds sown get the chance to live. So get out there and get, do, and have a great time in life and enjoy every moment.
Who is that guy?
We have cures here that have been sent to us that people feel can help for coronavirus. And I sort of am into the belief that it's so. And the so is that once you heat the virus over 130 degrees, like in a sauna, It kills it. So that is show. Here's ophthalmologist talking about your eyes and the importance of this. This was a nice woman who was about 30 or so restaurants. McDonald's giving out free food. So a lot of good things. And thank you very much for tuning in. And please tell your friends. And you can help support us too if you so desire. There's links there for making any kind of donation. I'm always happy just to get a moment out in our little nature to say a moment of prayer. And this is where we have been doing a lot of our 7 o'clock show out in the backyard here. I'm a lucky dude since I bought in 85 when this was a wild, wild west. But come out here and enjoy the beauty of New York. Even though we're in the city here and we have the moss, and this is a garden for meditation and thought. And let's take a moment right now to do thought of. Okay. Amen. A woman, we like to say also. That's perfect for Mother's Day. Okay. I'm gonna, because I wish I could play better the piano. I wish, but I don't do much about it. There's some hardworking women, look at those. And these are some hardworking women right here. Friends, and that's been given to me by a friend. All right, Valerie, thank you for that. And then we have our Hugger Planets, which are cool, which is equally cool. And in my mind, cooler is this photo, the blue marble. This is from the moon and says, we are all in it together. Talking about everybody with their together, this means we're together. We have always been together. We have never not been together. Only people that want to put countries into our, John Lennon is, that's what I am, because you are loved. All right, we have little virtues, and if you can save a penny for a rainy day, that's a good idea, okay, especially now. So I'm going to play a little song just dedicated to my mom, who taught me a little bit of this piano. I'm a sax guy, but mom and dad, good parents, look at me. Oh, Louisa, another wonderful woman. I like the women. I like the men, too. I am at home in my body. All right. I like people. I'm a people woman. And so are you, I'm sure. All right, so I just, you know, the weirdest thing happened. That I didn't realize this. My uncle taught me, my mother's brother, this song. But it's actually with Samson and Delilah. And I didn't know it. I heard it on the classical thing. I'm listening to a lot of classical music because I took a vacation away. Yeah, vacation away from watching the television. I couldn't take it anymore. The news. Everybody, enjoy. Thanks, Mom. Peace on Earth. Thanks to my whole family who's helped support this good news for the last 20 plus years by their hard work and labor and my inheritance, which I put all into this business because I know this is my mission. Thank you very much. And, you know, let's end this with, let's see what he says. This is a famous guy. Let's see if he's talking today.
I'm a silly guy.
Wacky guy, huh?
got a point. She's got a point. Yeah. Yeah, how about this to end with? This is perfect. And thank you, Marlene and Mark, for giving this to me.
So, interesting 3 o'clock. They're going to need a nap after this.
All right, hug the planet. Hug everybody around you. Peace and love. Thank you very much, and stay safe. Good news planet.
Good news planet.
Good news broadcast, and please join our Peace Day party events that we do.
Okay. Hi. All right. Well, thank you very much for watching that program from the 9th. Today's the 12th of May. And look, have a great day. Stay safe. Call your loved ones. Call anybody you ever had an argument with or write them or do something. But this is a good time to evaluate your life, I would say. This is something that we have never had in our existence. I know my 70 plus years. And maybe we can, through it all, find ourselves a little bit more. Hopefully love more others. That would be the most wonderful gift. And show due respect to those that really are having their hard time during this time and those that we've lost. And those that we've lost worldwide. This is a pandemic, but there's been a pandemic since man in the cave. So we always need to, and many millions of people do, as I say, I'm stressed out from so much good news. And that's the good news. The good news is that most of the world is beautiful and loving and caring. 8 billion people. So even if you said 10%, 800 million are confused. There's not 800 million people confused, I don't think. So let's go from the positive, not the negative, and enjoy life. Thank you very much. Tune in to our goodnewsplanet.tv. And thank you very much. It really means a lot to me. And just also trying to keep my own sanity during this time with our program. Now, we really enjoy doing this for 21 years and so on. All right, thanks. Woo, hands.